Good morning, everyone. While we wait for my presentation to load, I would just like to welcome you all here. Thanks for coming along. And I wanted to get a sense of how many people here are from LHDs. I recognize a few faces, but a quick show of hands. Okay, a few. So it may mean I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's important to LHDs, and I'd ask any of my colleagues to jump up and throw in any extras they'd like to add. I'm really here just to introduce the project, talk a little bit about why nature's doing it, what we're hoping to get out of it, and then what you're really all here to see are my two colleagues up here. So I'm not going to take too much of your time. This is what I'd like to cover, a little bit about what nature is, who we are, what we do, talk a little bit about what local health departments might want, what they need in terms of information and where that information can come from. Ask the question, can information exchanges help fill that need? And then finally, a little bit more about this project and what Nature is doing to assist local health departments. So Nature, this is kind of our standard spiel. We represent the approximately 2,800 local health departments throughout the USA. And I think if you consider, we do a number of different things across the organization and even within the informatics team. But really what we do, you can distill down to two key functions. And those two are there on your screen. We advocate at a national level on behalf of local health departments. So we are the voice of local health at the national stage. And as you can imagine, we've been quite busy in the informatics team doing that this year. Since I joined, it's been pretty much ARA high-tech stimulus. So that's been a high priority. And that's also what our members tell us they value Nature highly for. The second part, and that's what the focus of today's discussion, is supporting LHDs to do a better job in their public health practice, to become more effective. We do that in a couple of key ways. One of them is through facilitation of peer learning. So, and this project is a fantastic example of that. We look for tools for model practices that other LHDs can pick up and use where they've been implemented successfully. So that's really the focus for here today. So local health departments, as I'm sure many of you are aware, have informatics needs. They have information needs. And I'm going to focus on just a subset of those because there are many, many more. And I've kind of tried to group all those other ones down the bottom. But really, the focus for today is around communicable disease information, because that is actually the focus of the two demonstration sites you're going to hear about today. So if I'm a local health department, I need to know what's going on in my community, so and who's getting sick in my community. So I need someone to tell me that. I don't know that myself, so I need, preferably before everyone in the community gets sick, so I'd like early detection of illness, so then I can do something about it. Once I find out that some people might be sick, I might need to know a little bit more about those people. So I think a lot of time in local health departments is spent trying to find out more about who is sick and who has been in contact with who is sick, what treatments they've received, those sorts of things. So that involves a lot of calls to physician offices, waiting for faxes from hospitals, that sort of thing. And then say I've gone and investigated this problem, particular problem, I might want to let the world know, or at least my community know, that there's something going on, and in particular physicians. So I may want to send out information. We often talk about bi-directional exchange in health informatics. That's that aspect of it from a local health perspective, is getting the message out to physicians to be on the lookout for certain things. And you're going to hear a little bit more about that. And then, like I said, I've grouped everything else down the bottom under develop other public health intelligence. It's not all about clinical aspects. You might want to have some sort of strategic planning to know generally what's going on in your community. We're increasingly hearing from our members about work they're doing with other social services, other county governments, prisons, schools, nursing homes. There's a wealth of other organizations and entities out there that can help LHDs get a sense of what is going on in their community. So the question was, can a health information exchange help with this? And I think the answer is yes. At least I hope the answer is yes. And here's some of the reasons why. It can speed up and automate things. So rather than waiting for a physician to remember to notify a reportable condition, they can be prompted. It can happen automatically. You can get more complete data from having a health information exchange. I know, and some of our members have difficulties with immunization records completeness. Even with the state registry, getting a complete immunization record can be difficult, and health information exchange can help with that. I talked about the amount of staff time that is spent chasing up patient data, calling hospitals, waiting for hospitals to get back, calling physician offices, waiting for those eligible faxes to come through. Health information exchange can fix a lot of that, and by having instantaneous access to the important information you need. I talked about that bidirectional aspect. That is providing information to providers at the point of care. So if you might send out an alert, I know a lot of health departments who would like to be more sophisticated but aren't, send out letters to their physicians. So many of our members do that, particularly the rural ones, send out a letter. If you've got some important information you want to share, you may not want to wait 3 days for a letter to arrive and then maybe another day for it to be opened and read by a physician when he or she may be seeing patients right there and then. So health information exchange can help get that message out faster as well. And a sort of a less tangible but I think more important consideration is it can help healthcare providers and public health have a better understanding of the work that each other does. So, and that's kind of a good segue into talking about what NATRO is doing to help here. So NATRO, as I said, we look for tools, model practices. We also run demonstration sites to serve as models and examples for other local health departments. And this particular demonstration site was less about the technical solution. I think you might hear that quite a bit here at this conference. The technical part's almost the easy part. It's more about the social capital. Who do you need to be talking to? What relationships do you need to build? I think our members, local health departments, when they come to us, they aren't always asking about, should I use XDS? Should I use HL7? They're asking, where do I start? Who do I talk to? How do I get involved? Those are the questions they ask. And so that's the answers we're trying to provide at NATRO. So that's what we're trying to achieve with this demonstration site. I think nothing will ever go smoothly the first time we try, so I think it's important to share the lessons that the demonstration sites have experienced, and I think you're going to hear about some of those earlier ones today. It hasn't been smooth sailing, but those are important lessons that we learn that we can share. Although I said LHDs are more interested in the social side, yes, tools are helpful as well. So it may be helpful to get a model data use agreement that was put in place. It might be helpful to have a list of requirements for a communicable disease module. So also that's what we're trying to get out of this demonstration site project, is some of those practical tools. And so finally, we're almost at the end of the demonstration site project. It's going to wrap up in about November. And then the challenge for NATRO, it will fall back onto me once these guys have done all the work, is to help spread the learning. So NATRO will be doing a series of things to try and achieve that. We have quite a good, effective communication distribution network in terms of our newsletters, our listservs, our website. So we'll be certainly putting things like tools on the toolbox, running those sorts of things. We're also looking to hold a webinar towards the end of this year or early next year to provide a chance for you guys, other LHDs out there, to ask questions of our demonstration sites and ask them, you know, practical advice. Let's, you know, get some advice from people who have done it. So that's what we, NATRO, are looking to achieve for this demonstration site. And now the more interesting part of what's actually happening down at the local level.